Blog Talk Radio.
Check out the website, WrestlingStandSpeakOut.org, with your wrestling information, more about the website and stuff like that. It's halfway done, and I know there's some bits and pieces that need to be added on there. So, and plus, you can find your information for upcoming shows that's in the Illinois or Wisconsin area. If anybody want to post information about wrestling all around the United States, all around the world, please get a hold of me so I can make a page for, like, the coming events around the world so I can post them. Because you can just send them directly to me, and that will just help me very, very much. So, let's get on to it. I have WFSO staff member Don Chilowinski with me. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. It's an honor and a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you for having me.
Well, yeah, before he was a member, he became like a very supportive of WFSO. So it was just like, why not have her join? So why not? So since you're a big, you're a wrestling fan, and what was your passion for wrestling like? What was the thing that was just like, oh, wrestling, this is what I like and stuff like that?
It was a big part of my life when I was younger, and I used to watch like a lot of WWF wrestling when I was younger, before it came to the WWE. I was into like a lot of Hulk Hogan, Randy, Gentleman Man Savage, and a lot of other wrestling. But as I got older, I kind of got out of it for a while, but then I met a lot of the people like you and other regular people who like wrestling. I got back into it, and I started enjoying wrestling again. It's been part of my life for the last 2 years, so I thought I would get back into it again.
Okay, from the stuff you said you like when you start watching in the 80s and stuff, like, any wrestlers that you can remember that you like around that time?
A long time ago, it was mainly a lot of Hulk Hogan. Randy Man, I was like I said earlier, there was a lot of other wrestlers like Flair, Piper, there's some other good tag team wrestlers like the Wolf Riders, you can buy that from many other wrestlers now. And there's some wrestlers who I started to like over the years, like Cena, Dolph Ziggler, and there's a lot of others. A couple of these from this.
I think a couple of years ago, you took a picture with Natalya and R2, so
yes,
how that experience, what it was, because I think, were they like the first wrestlers that you ever met?
Those were actually the first two actual real life wrestlers I met, because it was at a meet and greet at a school I was going to at the time, and they were hosting it. So I said to check it out through the site, and they were really super nice. Natalya was socially so nice. She was a sweet person. And our chick was also a really nice person, and I also got some pictures of her. I also had a couple of pictures posted on my Facebook page. I had posted that meet and greet, and it was really nice.
Okay, like if you want to meet, let's in the past, we'll get to the present in a minute, but if there's anybody that you want to meet in the past, either they're alive or dead, who would you wish you could have met?
I would have loved to have met Hulk Hogan, because he was my favorite wrestler of all time. From then into now, I would love to. Now, I would love to meet Dolph Ziggler, because I think he's just a cool guy, and I think he would have been a nice man.
Okay, probably seeing someone else, although they got a show coming up here in July. But was there any moments when you was watching wrestling that just got you to say ooh and aw and like, oh man, that was excellent or something like that?
Some ooh and aw moments when you were with patients and Paul Calvin, you know, which guy was contacting partner. I thought that was super cool, but then when that fell apart, I was like, really? So that was my ooh-ah moment.
Well, yeah, when they were the Mega Powers.
Yeah, when they were the Super Mega Powers.
And it was they were a good team by then. But what do you think about the Mega Powers now with Curtis Axel and Damian Sandow?
I think that is so. It's a really good tribute to Randy Savage. I think it's super crazy that those two are doing that now. I think it's hilarious. It's funny. And especially myself being Randy Savage, I think it's super funny. And hope they continue to evolve that around that storyline. to how that sort of turned out with those two. And Extramania, I thought that would do a fade out body WrestleMania, but I was totally wrong because I said that when I first heard about that, I'm like, I gave it 2 weeks to last, but it has lasted longer than I ever expected. So, and especially now, it's really fun. So I think it's a really good opportunity to both 99 posts and Hot Pockets. So hopefully it will continue down the line, but I really met with it in that point.
Yeah, that's true. What would you say to the people that really don't like what they're doing, thinking they disrespecting Randy Savage and Hulk Hogan that way?
I don't think they're disrespecting them. I think it's a good tribute to both of them because they're both legends in their own time. Because Hulk Hogan became a legend in his own time way before anybody realized who it should be. 11, and Randy Savage became his own legend in his own time. But I don't think it's disrespecting any one of them. It's a good tribute to both. And to the people who think it's disrespectful, I don't think it is. So if you're a opinion, you're entitled to it. You still feel it's disrespectful, disrespectful to both of them. Well, that's the way you feel. That's the way you feel.
Okay, I think it's another wrestler that you like, that would be John Cena, correct?
I love John Cena. I became a big fan of John Cena several years ago from when I started watching it, and even before I stopped watching it for a while, I was a big fan of his. To the people who are like totally disrespectful to John Cena, this is a person who's trying to do fast nothing. He's been around for 13-14 years now, and I think he continues to what he does in and outside the ring, and he does to the best of his abilities. Yes, but he can. And I think he's an awesome wrestler, and that's another wrestler who I like to love to meet someday, hopefully. Hopefully I could go down to SmackDown and meet the console.
Yeah, that's if he's there. Hopefully.
That's it. If he's there. From the last couple shows I've gone, I was disappointed that he wasn't there, but I'm hoping that I do get to meet him. So if he can too, it'd be nice.
Okay, well, like other wrestling competition that's going on, like with, as they did with the Wednesday Night Wars yesterday, with NXT, Impact, Ring of Honor, Lucha Underground. So, have you been following those guys?
I really haven't really paid no attention to those shows. Because I'm so busy with a lot of things, but, you know, I got a crazy life as it is, and it's kind of hard to try to keep up with everything. But, you know, as of late, I haven't really paid attention to those shows. I hope they continue to develop those shows. Hopefully they can get better ratings for them, like we do with WWE, Raw, and SmackDown. We'll see how, hopefully I can maybe start following up with those shows again soon when I'm not so busy with other things.
Right, because the Ring of Honor, you got them, well, now Wednesdays and Saturdays or Sundays or both Saturdays and Sundays as well.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, TNA with Wednesdays and Lucha Underground on Wednesdays as well. So, with this, in your opinion, with this Wednesday night wars, as they call it, do you think it's a good thing for all of them, or a bad thing, or should one of them should be just be on Wednesdays and separate them or something like that?
I think they should separate Ring of Honor on another night because it's so hard as it is for these other shows to compete for ratings, whereas TNA was struggling for the last couple of years of ratings, especially being on Spike TV. Their ratings were like there.
I just read like earlier today that they're kind of struggling now with them
going
to Wednesdays.
Yeah, they were struggling with the ratings in there when they were moved to Destination America. It made it more and more harder for people to watch that show, especially if you don't have cable or if you don't have that station with your package, it would be kind of hard to watch it. So I would think things should separate companies where the show is not impounded on for one night. It should be spread out throughout the week the way it was before. So we'll just have to see what happens in your daughter's switch for that. Because I heard earlier today, the ratings for TNA Wrestling were kind of not
there. Yeah, it kind of went down for Wednesday.
Yeah, even when it's down further from when you were on Friday. But you can see what happens with Ring of Honor and Usual Underground with their ratings. I heard it was somewhere already, but it was much better than TNA Wrestling.
Yeah, because, like, all of them got, of course, like, different type of wrestling that everybody can enjoy and look for. So
yeah,
that's the big plus on their side. I was going to also just add, like, of course, like, the independent wrestling scene, of course, is, like, a hot market, a hot ticket. But, well, in my opinion, with Wisconsin's independent wrestling, it has its ups and downs, and it actually seems like it has its ups and downs before I even knew about it. It's just like people backstab each other, people just being dirty, and just like they want to kick people to the ground. But in your experience with independent wrestling, because I know you went to a few shows, how was it for you?
The shows that I went to, I thought they were pretty good. But there was this one particular in the show which I'm not going to mention because I don't want any controversy or anything. I don't think those shows were all that great. But they got to try to provide with better entertainment and the wrestling show and try to provide with better promotion and create a certain market of the level independent wrestling for everyone. That way there's not a lot of backstabbing and a lot of problems and controversies for that reason.
Right. With Wisconsin independent wrestling, what do you think, in your opinion, the pros and cons of it?
I think the pros of it was where you get a lot of fair market share, a lot of promotion. Unit cons with some girls where you don't get a lot of fair competition. Kind of sad with some of them.
Oh, you mean with like they should have restaurants around the area?
Yeah.
And nobody should be competing for turf or anything like
that.
Yeah.
It should be like a fair share of trying to share locations and try to have your shows throughout the city instead of and not be set in one particular area. You should try to share the locations with all the regular, independent restaurants.
Yeah, because I give you samples. Like, picture, like, because we got two liquor stores, like, it's like a block or two between each other, and it's like, they're there. And it's like they're not claiming, like, turf or anything like that. They just happy to get customers.
Yeah, they're willing to share the area. They're willing to share the market for customers, and they're not, like, going around backstabbing each other. They're not going up and down and saying things about each other. It's like, that should be with wrestling. Everyone should be able to be in the fair share of for the love of it, not just try to earn money about it. It shouldn't be all about the money. It should be for the love of wrestling and be able to enjoy the show throughout.
Yeah, and it seems like some of these local wrestlers forgot about that.
Yeah.
And it is just sad for, just to see that. But as I've seen, like, other independent promotions that, especially some when I was out of town and some where I'm seeing through, like, YouTube videos and stuff like that. It'd be cool if, you know, certain ones would have, like, either highlights or show, like, at least one match from their show. And just to show what their brand is all about. So
yeah, it would be totally awesome to showcase your best dressers that you have in your local, in your particular company, like some of these regular promoters have been doing. But unfortunately, there's some promoters that are not all fairly showing off their best dressers or showing off their best showcase matches that you have. But that's the way it is in local wrestling, is it's not that any impact soon. So they have to try to do their best to do what they do, promote their shows and their wrestlers and try to showcase the best of what they have.
Okay, you do have a 9-year-old son, am I right?
Yes, I do.
Think anybody who's going to get into wrestling anytime soon or watching it?
I've been trying off and on to try to get him into wrestling. Unfortunately, he's not interested at this moment, so like where I was at that age. I actually did not get into wrestling, so like it was in my early teens, so it might take a while yet for him to get into it. I'm hoping to take him to a regular show, local show sometime.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, I think he's most enjoyed being trying to be a normal 9-year-old. So unfortunately, no, he's not into it right now. So I'm trying to get to introduce him to it. He has me raw for like 5 minutes and then he's like, that's it, I'm done.
Right, so if he get a chance to get into it, like, what would you tell him when he starts watching it? What would be your advice to him?
My advice to my friend is to enjoy the wrestlers that you like and you can pull them for certain people or like them, love them, hate them. Just, you're entitled to your own opinions. And if someone else can understand them, that's for them. You know, just enjoy your wrestlers, and if you don't like them, you're allowed to express their opinion for me or anyone else that you want. And I always I'll be there for you to support you, no matter what wrestling you do or if you want to go to something else. I'll always be there for them to support him, no matter what he does.
I think that's what's missing with the parents is like, some of these parents be telling their kids, oh, no, you should cheer for this one. You should cheer for that one. But that is a good thing to say, just cheer whoever you want and don't let nobody try to influence that.
Exactly, because unfortunately that's what's happening now with WWE where a lot of people are doing with John Cena and that's fair and fair. They hate one specific wrestler and they keep going on and on and people who love them. And don't, like, patronize them to say, oh, no, you shouldn't be liking this wrestler because of this mix, or you should like that wrestler for this particular reason. That's just not right.
Yep, I do agree with you. Just say your son was the age he is now, and you get into, let's say it was, like, 99 and 2000 when, like, the Monday Night Wars was going on and the Attitude Era and WCW was going on. Would you think that he should watch that, you know, how crazy the Attitude Era was and how brutal WCW was at that time? Would you have him watch it or would you watch it with him or what would you do if that was the case?
Well, if that was the case, I would watch it with him and try to explain to what was going on at that time. Because some of the things that were going on at that time was very, very brutal, and the competition was very stiff and very heated, and it got ugly. I would just try to watch it with him and explain to him, and hopefully he would understand that's fine if he doesn't. You know, so be it. At least I try to explain to him. And if he gets into it, it's fine. If he doesn't, he doesn't. But I would like to have, at that time, just watch it with him. So.
Right. When was the last independent show you went to?
the last independent show was actually about a year ago or a couple of years ago when I went to the CW show.
Oh.
That was the last show I actually went. I thought it was a fairly decent show, but as of with the other rest of the band of that particular promotion, they kind of got away from that because of a lot of problems with the particular promoter of that show. So it's kind of like, you want to go back and start watching that kind of show, but it's kind of hard to watch that kind of show and go to that kind of show because of, you know, how being dizzy with life and stuff like that. So
yeah, I was just going to be my next question that, were you planning on going to any shows coming up?
I would love to start going to see some of the CW shows again, but it all depends on my time and my schedule and everything else. I would love to go to SmackDown next month that's coming to Milwaukee. I would love to go, so hopefully that will be my next thought. So hopefully.
Well, if I can remember their main event for that show, I think it's going to be Bray Wyatt, Seth Rollins, and Big Show versus Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, and Randy Orton. So that was the main event that I heard about that's going to happen at that show. So
that will be a great match, especially with Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose and Randy Orton. Are those three together? It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great.
Right.
Hopefully we'll hear some other local maps, some other regular maps and stuff coming to that show next month as the time gets closer.
Alright, just hoping soon enough. But, speaking of Roman Reigns, he won the Royal Rumble and he went on to WrestleMania, although he didn't win the big prize. But if he did, you know, most of the members of IWC would have flipped their lid. So, do you think that the IWC, well, most of them, have the right to with the treatment that they gave to Roman Reigns?
I think the treatment to Roman Reigns was unfair and unjust and unjustifiable because Roman Reigns is an awesome wrestler and they're, you know, like everyone's entitled to their opinion and people want to say what they want to say, but their brutal treatment of Roman Reigns was just beyond out of control. And some of the things that were said should not be said. I think it was unfair.
Okay. Although we have like about less than 2 minutes left, so we're going to try to get down to two questions left. What would be your favorite pay-per-view?
Favorite pay-per-view was WrestleMania 30 with Daniel Bryan winning the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. That was my favorite.
Yeah, it seems like all of everybody I talked to, that was their favorite.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Okay, we got time for one more question. What do you expect, like wrestling? What do you expect the future of wrestling in 2015 and beyond?
I think beyond this, hopefully, there'll be more awareness of wrestlers being showcased and their talents, and hopefully, more up and coming wrestlers from NXT will be featured, like like the reason. Of the one particular, especially in the one with John Cena.
Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens. And hopefully his talent will be continued to be showcased and many more others down the road beyond this year and next year.
Okay. Thank you for being on here. And of course, we'll probably try to arrange something for you to probably do another interview because I know I got more questions to ask, but. Always been feeling like set amount of time, so we do got to arrange this coming soon.
I thank you, and it's been an honor and pleasure to be on your show, and I hope to be back again on soon. Thank you very much.
We will arrange that. Thank you. on this Don Cheadle Whiskey, ladies and gentlemen. Check us out Mondays, WFSO at the Map. You can also check us out here on Clapback and also the Archer Jones Show. Check me out on there as well. So until then, guys, I appreciate the listening. And check out the website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.org. Of course, look for us on Facebook. Subscribe to our videos on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter. And just check us individuals out. Of course, Don's got a Facebook page. I got a Facebook page. So just try to look for us.
And also, I have two separate Facebook pages on Facebook. It's Children of Sam. It's Families of Children with Autism. So also check that out. And also, single parents, single moms. So I also check out on my Facebook pages. And I also have one. So if you got any questions for me, always inbox me on those particular pages.
So there you go. So until then, everybody, you guys have a good week and listen to my show this Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, here on Blog Talk Radio Network, on the WFSO Radio Network. Good night, everybody.